It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Euchre players from across the country will gather in New Glarus this spring for the third annual World Euchre Championship.
The event draws hundreds of players to South Central Wisconsin to compete for prizes in the card game played in living rooms across the state.
It's organized by the New Glarus Cares Community Foundation to support local community projects and boost business and tourism.
We're learning more about how the event comes together and what euchre means for people in Wisconsin. Shelley Johnson is president of the New Glarus Cares Community Foundation. Shelley, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you for having me.
I was looking at some pictures of the championship. It looks like a lively event. Can you paint us a picture of what's going on when the tournament is up and running?
It is. It's a very lively event, and the atmosphere is just great. So we hold it at the New Glarus Fest House, and, you know, we've really grown the tournament over the last 3 years, so we continue to grow and expand and fill the Fest House. But people that are coming, you know, from really not just the local area, but really from across the country and even Canada, are really coming for that full experience, you know, to be there with other players and to just enjoy their time together and enjoy playing the game.
What is the origin story of the World Euchre Championship happening in New Glarus?
So it's really kind of interesting, actually. One of our board members came up with the idea as a fundraiser for our organization when we formed back in 2022. So May of 23 was the first time that we held the tournament. And really, you know, we had kind of gotten feedback that, you know, unless the tournament were sanctioned by someone, we couldn't really call it the World Euchre Championship. So we set up the World Euchre Federation. We have a constitution and bylaws. You can become a member of the World Euchre Federation. And so when we did it, we really did it to help fund projects for New Glarus Cares Community Foundation. And it's really just grown from there. It really started with, you know, kind of a what I'll call a shtick, right? Like a marketing shtick. But people love it and have really embraced it. And so, you know, we're just continuing on down that path.
How many people end up participating in it now?
So our first year, we had 176 players. So we had 44 tables, and we just hosted a doubles tournament. Last year, we added a singles tournament, and we also grew the number of tables for the doubles tournament to 60 tables. So we had like a total of 480 players last year. This year, we're doing a singles tournament, and we've split the doubles tournament out into two preliminary sessions and then a championship session. And so we'll have a total of 624 players participating in the event this year, assuming, of course, we sell all the seats. But I have no doubt that we will sell out. We're already at 80% of our seats sold, and the event's still, you know, more than 2 months away.
Yeah, and we're talking to you a little early because we didn't want to wait and have everything be sold out. And if listeners wanted to do stuff, it would be too late. People could sign up to participate. I believe you can be a spectator. And are you looking for volunteers as well?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it's kind of interesting that we really don't have a lot of local New Glarus residents who participate or play in the tournament. But yet we rely on that pool of people to help us run the tournament so that we can deliver a great experience to our visitors.
How far away are people coming to be part of the tournament?
You wouldn't believe. It's crazy. It really is. But we've got people signed up to participate from California, from Washington State, Texas, and even some from Canada. So, you know, I would say that we looked at the statistics, actually, and over 40% of the people attending the tournament this year that are registered so far are from outside the state of Wisconsin.
Wow.
And over 50%, even those that live in the state of Wisconsin, over 50% are traveling more than 100 miles to come here and play in the tournament.
So it's getting bigger each year. I mean, are you noticing like a local economic impact when you're starting to bring people in from that wider range?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We are really trying to help promote all of the other local businesses as well. And so, you know, when we send out our newsletter to people who have either registered for the tournament or are members of the World Euchre Federation, we really talk to them about what's going on in town, what are other things that they can do while they're here, encouraging them to come to town early and spend time. There's really, you know, New Glarus is a bit of a festival town anyway. And so we do have a lot of opportunities that you probably wouldn't otherwise expect from a small rural town in Wisconsin.
I want to talk about the level of competition here, because I think of Euchre the way it's been in my life. It's been a pretty friendly game with family members or with friends. Are people pretty serious about the competitive part of this at the tournament?
I would say it really varies. Some people, of course, are very competitive. And, you know, it's just the nature of that individual. Some people are just very competitive, but we really have players from all skill levels. Some of them, you know, are much more new to the game and are just playing for the fun, the companionship and camaraderie of it. But others are, yes, very serious about the game. But people coming in also know that, you know, this is also a charity event. So it's not like a high stakes game from the perspective of they're not playing for money. They're playing for prizes and recognition. We have a great championship belt that the winners receive. And that belt is really coveted by people that play in the tournament.
And you've got some swag, too, I see that people can buy. And I shared this with our team here, and we've all been there if we've played Euchre, a T-shirt that says, "My back hurts from carrying my Euchre partner."
Meaning
I'm doing all the work here, and they're just along for the ride. Can you talk about who's developing these fun slogans and swag for the Euchre event?
So it really is a combination. So this year, let me take a step back. In 2024, we received some sponsorship from Bicycle Cards. And so now for 2025, they are our official event sponsor. So the championship belts I mentioned will be provided for by Bicycle Cards. And in addition to that, they're providing swag. It will be their logo along with ours on the t-shirts for the events that all participants are getting along with their registration. So we've been really fortunate to partner up with them. And that kind of just opens up additional opportunities for us from a marketing perspective. So we have ideas that have come from them and some assistance that's come from them, certainly. But then one of our board members and actually a couple of other individuals that are originally from the New Glarus area but no longer live here that have graphic arts background have been helping us with these different designs that are available not just at the tournament, but we have an online shop. If they go to our website, worldeucrefederation.com, they're able to actually see and order those shirts and other merchandise on that website.
We're talking about the upcoming World Euchre Championships in New Glarus. We're talking to organizer Shelley Johnson, president of the New Glarus Cares Community Foundation. As you mentioned earlier, Shelley, the starting point here was raising money to do good stuff around New Glarus. Can you talk about what the tournament might have helped you do in the community?
Absolutely. So our first year, we were raising funds to actually save green space in the village. It's adjacent to one of the local parks, and actually I think everyone in the community likely thought that that green space was part of the park and owned by the village, but it wasn't. It was privately owned, and so we raised funds to purchase that piece of land and donate it to the village to become an official extension of the park so it can never be developed. I also do want to mention, so that was our first year. Last year, we used the funds towards a project that we also coordinated with the Village of New Glarus. We built the first ever inclusive park in New Glarus, and also, you know, it's really the first fully inclusive, and by inclusive, I mean ADA accessible park in the county. And we had to raise in total over $250,000 to help fund the project. Some of that money came from the Village of New Glarus, but then through other donations, some grants that we were able to secure, and then fundraising activities like the World Euchre Federation Championship event, we were able to raise the balance of those funds. So this year's project that we've undertaken is a dog park in our community. In addition to that, we're also looking at doing some research on pickleball courts in the village. So we did a community survey last fall and into the winter, and the results of the survey are what we use to help us drive what project we took on next.
Now, I got to ask, you're involved in this Euchre, running this Euchre tournament. Do you have a history with the game yourself?
I do, yes. I have been really a lifelong Euchre player. So growing up, my parents were quite a bit older and my brothers and sisters were already out of the house. So it was just me at home with mom and dad, and they would have friends stop over to play cards all the time. They were huge Euchre players. Well, they always needed a fourth person. So by the time that I was 4 years old, I could play Euchre and Pinochle and several other games, and I would become that fourth person in the game. So I have been playing really for my entire life and love the game.
That sounds a lot like my childhood. I remember at family gatherings, me and my cousins and some others would be playing Euchre, all the way up to my dad and some of my uncles and aunts playing double Pinochle. And my dad had this magical ability to count cards always. And I finally learned after years of him always knowing where the left bower was, right? There's a card that changes suit.
Yes.
So somebody calls Trump and somebody reaches in their hand and moves a card. Well, that's a tell, right?
Yes, it is. You should never do that.
Never do that. Do you have any other advice for people who, you know, haven't played Euchre and they're hearing about it and wondering what the fuss is all about? Any advice on getting started with learning the game?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you're able to, come to New Glarus. It is a game that's really widely played here. And so you could go to any of the local establishments and you could definitely find people who would be willing to sit down and help you learn the game. You can also, again, go on our website. We have some additional information available there if you're more of a digital person. We are even looking at the possibility of having an app in the future so that people can play online together, but that's not something that we have currently.
Now, do you get to play over the course of the championship weekend, or are you too busy running the show?
I wish. No. Our board is really responsible for running the tournament. And so, no, unfortunately, that weekend, I play throughout the rest of the year. You know, I talked to you a little bit, my family history about playing mm-hmm. Euchre. We still have a monthly Euchre card club night where
nice.
We get together and play, and we still play at all of our family holidays. So I have lots of other opportunities throughout the year to play Euchre, but definitely not during tournament weekend. It's all hands on deck. We really need a lot of volunteers to pull off this event when you're talking about having that many players there on any given day or over the weekend.
Now, if somebody's listening in another community and thinking, wow, we could use some kind of creative fundraising for our local park or whatever the case might be. Now, they can't have Euchre. You've got Euchre in New Glarus. But what would you suggest to them looking for creative outside-the-box thinking on, you know, placemaking like this and creating a cool event?
Wow, that's hard. You have to really have some passion and some really dedicated people who are willing to step up and run these events. If you have that, you know, it really depends on what it is, right, that you're looking to raise money for, and how do you motivate people to come and want to participate in that event and really want to get involved in your project. So I will tell you that, you know, all honesty, there's another board member. He's the idea guy, and I'm the execution person, right? So I'm not the one to ask about all those great marketing ideas and how to come up with that set of it. But you tell me what you want to do, and I'll get it done.
Shelley, thank you so much for joining us today, and have a great tournament this year.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Shelley Johnson is the president of the New Glarus Cares Community Foundation. She was with us for a preview of the World Euchre Championship in New Glarus. That's coming up in mid-May. Registrations are open now. And hey, if you have euchre stories to share or a euchre history of your life to share, we'd love to hear it. Email wisconsintoday@wpr.org. That's wisconsintoday@wpr.org.
WPR's one-day winter member drive is Thursday, just one action-packed day, and your gift right now will really help ensure you and your neighbors have access to independent, high-quality content on WPR. Now is a great time to give. We're looking for 600 people to get us started. When we reach that goal before the 6th, WPR programs will receive an additional $10,000 from a group of generous members. Join in now with your gift at wpr.org/donate.
Here's a question for you. Is there a piece of music that takes you back to your youth, however you want to define youth? Childhood, teen years, your 20s, whatever.
Coming up this week, we have a couple of conversations where musical memories play a big role in storytelling and art. So we're looking for your songs that connect you with your younger days. You can email wisconsintoday@wpr.org or call or text us 888-642-0232. Rob May asked, do you have any of those
songs?
How
much time do we have, Kate? I've got ones for different years of my life. Listening to Arlo Guthrie with my dad when I was a little kid. I don't know, high school, maybe Depeche Mode would take me back, or The Clash, Portishead to my 20s. Yeah, I could go on and on all day.
Okay. We're going to stop there. We're going to hear from you. Keep sharing the songs that trigger memories for you. Again, email wisconsintoday@wpr.org or call or text us at 888-642-0232.
Wisconsin Today is the work of a team of producers, hosts, and technical directors. Learn more about us at wpr.org/wisconsintoday. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to WPR News.